This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Hey folks, it's Jake Miller from The Drive, and Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code 20DRIVE. That's 20DRIVE at manscaped.com. And if my math is correct, that's about 8 million balls.
It's time for The Drive's Top 4 at 4.
All right, here we go. Quitting time on your Friday, 5:01 here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith back with you. Send things back to Jake Miller. The top five at five brought to you this afternoon by National RX. What do you got, Jake?
Up first, we got Tennessee taking on Georgia in 30 minutes. Guys, I don't know if that's going to happen because I just looked outside and there's black clouds. And with black clouds, usually means rain.
Apparently, it's been raining down there.
It's bizarre. We're out here at National RX in Farragut, and we see a couple of gray clouds now, but a lot of blue sky, too. My kid has baseball practice down at Lakeshore Park, and I've been told that that has been rained out, which hard to believe, but inclement weather, and we're, what, 28 minutes away from first pitch?
Yep.
Yeah, but it's supposed to it's supposed to be partly cloudy and clearing the rest of the night. So
I like the baseball gods coming through for the drive. I mean, we've talked to Vitello about this. Games not allowed to start before 6 p.m. They tried to sneak one in on us. Mother Nature says, no, you must wait till 6 p.m. to get started. So Hopefully they'll hold off. I mean, I know that's inconvenience to some of you guys who might be headed down there to the game, but for those of us who want to watch, that might actually work out in our favor.
That it could. And number two, MLB action tonight. The Braves will take on the Padres at 7:20 on Apple TV+. Following that game, you'll have the Cubs and the Diamondbacks also on Apple TV+. The only other game that you won't have to pay for is, looks like, the Blue Jays and the Rays on ESPN Plus.
Los Bravos. All right. So Major League Baseball going all in on the on-demand, a la carte, whatever you want to call it. I guess this is the wave of the future. I mean, Bear has so much trouble just finding a Tennessee basketball game when it's not on regular TV. Bear, what are you going to do when your football Vols and you've got to log on to Amazon or something like that just to watch an SEC football game?
Oh, I've got a remote control, and it's got buttons for Prime, Netflix, Hulu, and then my other remote, I can just tell it and it finds it for me.
There's magic clicker.
Yeah.
Get it through.
I mean, I said it earlier in the week, I will pay a premium for, because I know how badly it would go if I couldn't find the Tennessee game.
Remember the time that he scrolled through like 1,000 channels here at the station on voluntary
action? That was amazing.
All you had to do was go to the app, and you just kept sitting here just pushing a button.
No, I'm going to find it.
Oh, I wanted to. I didn't realize that there were that many channels on Air TV now. It's been a while since I haven't had cable.
Been a while.
It wasn't on cable. It was on the antenna.
Yeah, I know.
Number three.
I may have misspoke.
Jake, you better move along. I sense a bear eruption coming.
Number three, NBA playoff action tonight. Game six of the Grizzlies and the Warriors. Tipping off at 10 on ESPN. Before that, we got the Celtics and the Bucks. Also game six. Milwaukee leads that series 3-2. Golden State leads theirs 3-2. And honest God, I think the winner of each game tonight will win the series.
I'm for Memphis and Boston tonight. I love game sevens in the NBA.
I'm kind of with you, Jake. I like at least one of these road teams to force a game seven and ultimately win it at home.
Who do we think is more likely to pull that off?
Probably Boston, but...
See, I was going to say Memphis.
That's what I was going to say.
All right.
I mean, Milwaukee's just playing incredible right now, and they've beaten Boston, what, twice now in the Garden in this series?
Been clutch.
Yep. And number four, right-handed pitcher Kumar Rocker agreed Friday to a contract with the independent Tri-City Valley Cats after failing to sign with the New York Mets last summer. He is eligible for the amateur draft this year, which begins on July 17th, and his contract runs up to the draft. So the Mets lost the $4.7 million slot value available for his draft pick.
So explain this to me, Russell. Basically, what he's going to do is go play for this team, keep his arm loose, and then he's going to get redrafted and end up, you know, in the major leagues next year, right?
Is that how it works, Jake? I mean, I don't know. He can go back in the draft next this year?
Yeah, MLB rules are weird in that sense as far as, like, the rookie contracts and stuff like that. Because, like, a player really doesn't have any say in where he goes up until 6 years that he's been in the bigs. So, not, like, from his start in single-A ball all the way up to that. Like, you have to be in big-time ball. Well, go ahead.
Then how's he pulling this off? Because he's basically, you know.
Well, he didn't sign a contract.
So, you cannot sign your contract and just sit out that year and you go back in the draft?
Pretty much. I mean, he's going to play independent ball. So he's going to be riding one of the church vans and eating bag lunches.
Yeah, but he won't have to play for the New York Mets.
True.
Would he have been better off just going back to Vandy and signing a big NIL deal?
I'm not sure how those rules work as far as...
Did he still have another year of eligibility?
I don't know if he did or not.
Things got kind of weird with him. Did they not last year at Vanderbilt? Towards the end of the year.
Well, yeah, he was hurt, and Tim Corbin kept putting him out there.
Should have played for Vitello. Vitello wouldn't do that to one of his guys.
Never. Actually, that was a really good quote from Tony. They asked him why he sticks to pitch counts and gets his guys out of there, and he said these guys have futures too. They're not rented mules yesterday, which you know, that's going to play
well.
Wow,
I missed that.
Yeah, that's going to play well in living rooms when he's out there recruiting elite talent. All right, Jake, is that it?
I got one more.
All right.
Friday, today, marks your opportunity to blame some responsibility or indulge in an apple pie, fruit cocktail, or crouton-filled salad because today is National Blame Someone Else Day. So if you do something you know you're not supposed to do, just blame someone else.
How is this different for any other day for a serial blamer like Bear?
It's not, but
yeah, I mean, this is kind of where I'd take the day off.
Well, this is my day to blame the fort for me being fat. So,
oh well,
yeah,
there you go.
It's not my fault. It's whoever manufactured this fork that's going to be used to eat this pasta tonight. Yeah, whoever manufactured that's the reason I'm fat.
All right, Jake, I hope that works out for you. Thank you. That is the Top 5 at 5 brought to you by National RR. We are for another hour or so here on Fan Run Radio. And, folks, you can come out here and ask about the new sleep-enhanced CBD oil from Ananda Professional. If you're one of the 30% of Americans, that's a big number, over the age of 18 who experience sleep problems like insomnia, then come out here and ask about the new Ananda Professional sleep-enhanced CBD products. They help you get a good night's sleep with no drowsy feeling the next day, and they will ship these products as well anywhere in the great state of Tennessee. Go to nationalrx.com, find the phone number and call down here, and they'll write up the order and ship it to you wherever you live in the Volunteer State. setting up the next 50 minutes or so. We're going to be wrapping up for you here down at National RX, getting ready for a big weekend and, yeah, some inclement weather in the area. Tennessee has announced its starting lineup tonight. Seth Stevenson gets the start in left field. He'll be batting leadoff. And Blake Burke is in the 7 hole as DH, as he's kind of – yeah, I mean, that's been one of those this late in the season and you're still kind of searching for some consistency in left and the DH and what are we doing here? And it seems like Blake Burke is taking some steps towards maybe being, at least against right-handers, your designated hitter. And you feel like they'd like a little bit more out of Seth Stevenson and maybe Jared Dickey can come back and take that position. But there's still some questions around this lineup here as we head towards the postseason.
Yeah, it doesn't make me as nervous as it did in basketball as we were winding down the season. I think you got to, you know, Burke's got a hot bat right now. You got to get him in the lineup for his offense. And the Stevenson kid is, I mean, I can think of at least two hits that he's gotten just strictly because he's fast. And that kid is so fast. And yeah. Such a good base runner for the most
Speaking
part.
Of base running, man, we got to clean that up, man. I mean, that is.
You say that, but we lead the league in steals.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about getting caught up between bases. What happened to Lipschitz last night where he ropes what might have been a double in any other park, but, you know, just not paying attention and taking way too big, rounding first way too much and then getting picked off there by the right fielder. I mean, that would have been what, runners on the corners with nobody out. And all of a sudden it's a different situation. We ended up getting that run home, but again, it could have been a bigger inning.
Agreed.
Don't mean to rag on Luke too much. He's having a great senior season.
Yeah, we're getting down to that part of the season where I'm starting to sink in that we're winding down how much time we have left with some of the guys on the team. Kind of makes me sad a little bit, Russ.
Get you in your feelings a little nostalgic.
Oh yeah, I mean watching Jordan Beck and Luke and I'm not.
It'll be okay, Bear.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. They'll come back for the old timers day and wave their cap at the crowd. You'll be able to reminisce on hopefully back trips to Omaha.
Yeah. And on the Lipschitz play, I mean, you got to be smart. I mean, you're playing, I mean, it's Georgia. They aren't some rag team. That right fielder made a hell of a throw. So you got to know that you're playing against guys that can make throws like that if you're careless.
865-546-8200, your number to get on the show this afternoon, 546-8200. If you want to talk a little Tennessee baseball this afternoon, if you want to talk a little Tennessee hoops, still basking in the glow of another 5-star commitment from Julian Phillips yesterday. And it's football talk. We'll start to heat up more as we get through the weeks towards the end of baseball season. Hard to believe, man, this is the last two games at Lindsey Nelson this year.
Regular season.
Regular season, yep. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's gone by fast, man.
It's been fun, man. It's been a hot ticket too. I had a couple of people reaching out for tickets yesterday.
It looked packed in there last night.
Yeah. I mean, they said 4,500, I think was the official attendance, a little bit over 4,500. And I mean, they've had some series where they could have packed 10,000 in there pretty easily.
Yeah.
This year, I would say, but that has become a hot ticket, hard to find. And I hope that the weather does not diminish our home field advantage this evening. Anything else?
Yeah, I don't know if you all could hear it, but it's booming over here right now. Thunder.
Really?
Yep, I'm scared.
You hearing it down there? I don't live that far from the station, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm scared.
it's really loud over here on the north side.
You are, Jake, if you are in probably the safest place in Knoxville in the event of some sort of cataclysmic weather event.
I hope so.
The White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios is just a concrete box.
I mean, it's a bunker.
Down by the river. And
yeah, that makes me feel better. Rain and water. Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, it's not so much that, Jake. It's the however many gazillion feet tall lightning rod that's, you know, right next to the building.
Don't worry about it, though. I'm sure you'll be fine.
And if something
connected
happens,
to everything that's sitting 6 inches in front of you.
You don't think the station is grounded?
Yeah, I just think direct lightning strikes are really, really powerful.
Yeah, but what a way to go, Jake. Doing what you love.
Just a shower of just molten board bits and lightning arcing across the Hard Claw Seltzer studio.
Yeah, be a big bag of oatmeal for somebody to clean up.
Talking Tennessee baseball.
Good Lord.
Just be a black silhouette on the back wall there behind the board.
Yeah, with a big bag of oatmeal to clean up underneath it.
What?
Never mind.
Well, you got to make it weird, bro.
Is what it is, man. Way she goes.
Don't make it weird. Hey, can we get through the last 43 minutes of the program today without anyone making it weird? Let's make a vow.
Show goals.
I mean, we're not exactly setting the bar high right now. Okay. Let's get some phone calls going here. We'll find out who's on the docket, brought to you by Fox and Farmer, the CarWreck Pro attorneys. When we continue, 865-546-8200. Stay tuned. The drive continues. Back with more right after this. All right, back here on The Drive, and time to find out who's on the docket, brought to you by Fox and Farmer, the CarWreck Pro attorneys. We begin in New Delhi, India, not to be confused with Old Delhi. This is the new one. Little dad joke to start us off here. A retired Indian couple is suing their son and daughter-in-law, demanding that they produce a grandchild within a year or pay them 50 million rupees, which translates to $675,000. How about that? That's one way to get a couple of grandkids. Sue.
They're suing their kids, basically, to give them a grandchild.
61-year-old Sanjeev Ranjan Prasad, 61-year-old retired government officer, said it was an emotional and sensitive issue for him and his wife, Sadanya Prasad, and they cannot wait any longer. His son, who happens to be a pilot, was married 6 years ago. Grandfather said, quote, "We want a grandson or granddaughter within a year or compensation because I have spent my life's earnings on my son's education."
Was there some kind of contract involved, or? I understand wanting the grandkids, but I don't see suing. That seems frivolous to me, Russ.
I don't know what the courts are like over there. I mean, I will say this. What are you hoping to settle or something? You're suing for $50 million. Well, $675,000. Would you?
I think what they want is for him to, you know,
get busy.
Yeah. I'll settle for that.
I mean, if you're the son and you just really you don't want to have kids, would you just go ahead and pay up?
No, I'd get a lawyer and get the lawsuit thrown out.
Going to make for awkward dinner conversation at the next holiday, I would say.
I would wonder if they were going to be celebrating any holidays together.
Yeah.
I mean, if you sue me, I'm not coming over for, you know, the barbecue on the 4th of July.
It's a good point. It's a good point. Meanwhile, closer to home in Florida, a 19-year-old South Florida woman who fled from law enforcement in the Florida Keys on Thursday told the deputy who caught up to her that getting arrested was, quote, on her bucket list. She was charged with fleeing and eluding Monroe County Sheriff's officials. Deputies spotted the woman's vehicle driving recklessly just before 8 a.m. Thursday. He turned on his lights and siren, but the car did not immediately stop. Before she was taken to jail, the woman said getting arrested had been on her bucket list since high school.
There's better ways to get arrested.
There's better things to put on your bucket list. That wouldn't be on mine. It's not a pleasant experience.
It's a good point. This is like the reverse bucket list, you know. Most people have, you know, go skydiving, go around the world, different continents, I don't know, eat at a five-star steakhouse, whatever it is on their bucket list. This is like the bad bucket list. It's like break a bone, get arrested, get sued.
Yeah.
The devil's bucket list. On the docket this afternoon, brought to you by Fox and Farmer, the Car Wreck Pro attorneys. If you find yourself injured in an accident, if you are in need of legal representation, these are the folks to call. Fox and Farmer, they absolutely get it done. For more than 100 years now, 100 years of combined experience, helping East Tennesseans get the settlements they deserve. You know, many people are intimidated by large insurance companies. They don't know their rights. They think it's going to cost a fortune to fight their case out in court. Well, at Fox and Farmer, they believe in making sure that even the little guy has a big voice. They'll stand up to anybody to protect you and make sure you're treated fairly. Call Fox and Farmer to set up a free consultation. At Fox and Farmer, they don't get paid unless you get paid. That number, 865-531-9400, 531-9400, online at foxandfarmer.com. It's Fox and Farmer, the Car Wreck Pro attorneys. The thunder and lightning has made its way to Farragut.
Oh, is it going out there now?
Threatening clouds, threatening weather in the area right now. That's
But it's kind of odd because, I mean, I'm hearing thunder, but when I look out the window, I see blue sky.
You don't live too close to the station because I'm looking outside and it's raining. It's raining three ways, down, left, and right.
Well, hopefully that means it's just going to pass through quickly. The UT baseball game, which is scheduled to start in 4 minutes, has been postponed. So what happens when you try and start a UT sporting event during the drive? Hope you guys learn listen. Minimum 30-minute delay because of the lightning, so the soonest they could start is at 6 p.m.
Seeing it's supposed to do this for the next 3 hours. 2.5. 8:30.
So maybe a late night at Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
Should have scheduled that game at the right time.
Yeah, see, I'm afraid that's going to thin the crowd out, man, because a lot of people are not going to wait around 3 hours for that ball game, right?
Sitting in your car.
A lot of folks just go home. I mean, and that's another thing. You're going to have some more covered up areas for fans to wait once they redo that stadium. I know from folks who were at rain delays last year said, look, there's just because they do have a small concourse underneath that stadium, but not everybody can fit back there. And so a lot of people are just going to go home.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sitting in my car for a 2 or 3 hour rain and lightning delay.
We were at a Smokies game last year, a bunch of dudes from the station, and it ended up.
Oh, yeah.
We ended up leaving, but even for Smokies Park, I mean, there was plenty of space to where you could get, you know, reasonably undercover and stay dry and wait it out if you wanted to. And I mean, I would wait probably up to an hour or so to see this baseball game. But I think a lot of people are just going to bail, particularly people out there on the porch. You know, those folks aren't want to cook out and hang out and all that stuff. And that's a shame. But hopefully Tennessee will be able to maintain their energy level for it, because obviously that was a problem last time out. It's just the vibe was messed up.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for it not to be. So, like I was telling you, I think last week, it's still weird to me that Monday, that we were playing in a downpour last weekend.
What's the weather supposed to be like tomorrow on Sunday? We good?
You mean tomorrow? Well, tomorrow.
Tomorrow on Saturday.
Pull it up. Partly sunny, 82 and 84. So it looks pretty good.
Packing up this remote equipment in the pouring rain, looks like. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Used to have help. Did you ruin that, buddy?
Always have the image of you starfished out on the pavement over at Old Ben Franklin Motors. One of the top 5 minutes in drive history. Didn't even happen on the air. It's provided me with many a laugh, I'll tell you that right now. Not giving that one up easily. A North Carolina woman says she continues to want answers from a major shipping company after her engagement ring never got to her as requested. Christy Shiano, said she mistakenly left her engagement ring at a hotel in Arizona back in March and noticed it was missing when she was on her way to the airport. Immediately, when I was in the Uber, I realized it, she said. My heart fell into my stomach. WBTV reports she called hotel staff, who told her they found the ring and would ship it back to her. Shiano said she didn't have to wait long before she received a UPS tracking number and was told a signature would be needed when the package arrived. However, days later, her doorbell video camera captured a UPS driver leaving a package on the doorstep, but then coming back to pick it up without ever returning. Shiano said no one was home at the time of the delivery, and the driver never scanned the item when he went back to his truck. She also contacted the shipping company. UPS got back to me and said, "Sorry, it's lost. Oops."
What?
I doubt that's the exact verbiage, but
I mean, I worked at UPS.
They know exactly who did that and what time it is and all that.
Yeah, something sounds wrong there, because they've got, it's called the high value bags. I mean, that's the bags, and those have to be walked. Like, they've got there's really strict rules on that.
Yeah, like they've got it down to the second, like when the package is scanned.
Yeah, like when you open the back of, if you're in the hub and you open up the back of one of those trucks, when I worked there, it would be at the back and it was inside of like a cage. It was like a whole procedure that had to be done. So they ship stuff like this and Rolexes and stuff. So what happened after that?
Shiano said the ring's metal band had twists that were symbolic of her partnership, and it was valued at $12,000. But UPS only offered her $500.
Well, that's probably what it's actually worth.
Shiano said she hopes her ring makes it back to her, but she still plans on getting married next month just with another ring at the moment. Looking back, she says, "What could I have done differently? I don't think there's anything I could have done differently." UPS spokesman said their team is looking into the issue.
Well, something she could have done differently was... Go ahead.
If she's got the doorbell video, let's talk to the driver. He needs to be sitting in a room with the video playing and ask him, "Where's the ring?"
I got a better idea. How about before you leave the hotel, make sure you have all of your belongings and do a double check, double sweep under the covers, under the bed, under the tables, everything.
Well, because most people aren't psychotic like you are, Jay.
How's that psychotic?
I mean, this kind of stuff happens. You're missing the bigger problem here.
Well, I think you're both right. I think you're both right, Jake. I am always the dude. Anytime we leave a hotel room, beach house, whatever, I'm always, double check the rooms, get on your hands and knees, look under the bed, look in the closets, do it again. Don't want to leave anything. So I remember I thought I'd left my wedding ring at the beach house once on the way back, and I didn't. Ended up finding it. It was all good, but.
Ooh, I bet that was a fun ride.
I mean, the fact that I've been able to keep this wedding ring for 16 years is a minor victory. I'm sure if you asked my wife, are you surprised that he still has it? She would say yes. I'm a noted loser.
If you thought about getting, like you see those ones that are made out of like silicone.
Yeah.
And guys will keep their, like their real wedding ring, only take that out for, special occasions and stuff.
I mean, I haven't thought of that. You basically having a ring.
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
A ringer, like you keep the real ring at home and you just wear a fake ring that you don't care about losing.
Oh, I'm going to be wearing a silicone one.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they are. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That wasn't an option back when, back in the olden days when I was getting hitched.
Well, then just keep tying up a rubber band until it snug.
I got white gold here, buddy.
The real nice ring.
Deal. You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nice to me.
Noticed it the other day.
Really?
Yeah. You were like doing that deal where you put your hands behind your head out in the office.
And you thought to yourself, that's a nice wedding ring?
I just noticed it on your hand for the first time. I was like, okay. Yeah. I was like, that's a nice ring.
Oh.
Noticed it was white gold.
Does this qualify as making it weird, Jake? I don't know. I feel like we're getting close.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Oh, we couldn't even make it one segment. The don't make it weird pledge. The don't make it weird pledge couldn't even last an entire segment. Ah, man.
I got Terry chiming in the group.
865-546-8200. Speak now, forever hold your peace. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up next. Fan Run Radio back to wrap things up after this. Friday afternoon edition of The Drive. At the rain begins to fall outside National RX here in West Knoxville. This final segment of the show is brought to you by Jets Pizza. We appreciate them for feeding us this afternoon. Jets Pizza in Farragut. If you are looking for some Friday night munchies, might I humbly suggest calling on our friends over at Jets Pizza out here in Farragut. They do a great job on the signature deep dish pizza, but they also serve it just about any way you want it. They've got the hand-tossed regular roundo. They've got a New York-style round. They've got thin crust. They've got seasoned cauliflower crust. They've even got gluten-free crust, which doesn't sound good to me, but hey, if you're too much gluten in your life, you want to limit the gluten, you don't want any gluten, you've got that option as well at Jets Pizza. They do delicious specialty pizzas. I'm a big fan of the Buffalo Ranch Chicken. The Eugene Supreme is always good. They do Hawaiian if you're into the whole pineapple on your pizza thing, veggie pizza. Oh, man, they've got it all over at Jets. Call them at 865-675-0505 to get it delivered to you. 865-675-0505, or just stop by 11124 Kingston Pike in Farragut. They will have the Tennessee baseball game on tonight. If you are looking to get out of the house and maybe kick back a few, have some good food, and watch the ball game with friends, they will have that on later this evening. Whenever it starts, we have any updates from Lindsey Nelson, boys?
I haven't seen any.
All right.
I imagine this thing's I think we got to wait on our hands.
Okay.
Because it in the Lightning deal, every time, I mean, you get to 29 minutes and 30 seconds, and then another crack of thunder or lightning in the area, and you're resets the clock, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's how it works out, just like football.
Yeah, so
hopefully, yeah, put a retractable roof on the new Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
What do you call it? The drive power? What was the name of our pool?
The Tony Dome.
No, the pool.
Oh, the drive pleasure pool.
Yeah.
Luke.
That added another Luke element of danger.
Luke says he's on wedding ring number 3 in 11 years of marriage. That's impressive. He's lost 2. I guess he's third one's the charm.
Well, I mean, some guys have, you know, work jobs where, you know, you can't wear a ring like that. That's a good way to get your finger ripped off.
That makes me feel even more impressed with myself for being able to keep this one all those years. Although the longer I go, I don't want to say it's inevitable that I lose it, Bear, but if I do, like, it'll be, you know, aside from the whole losing the symbol of the love of my life and all that stuff, just like having kept something for, I don't think I've kept anything for 15 years, like any object. Feel like I've done pretty good with this one.
Your guitar.
Yeah, it's hard to lose a guitar, man. Although it can be done. Brett says, thoughts on the Titans schedule? I like it. I'll admit my first thought when I was just going through it chronologically was, man, a lot of road games, to 5 of your first 8 games on the road doesn't seem like a good deal. But the more I thought about it, you know, if you are in a playoff race, you want to have more home games at the back end of the schedule. I'm not a huge fan of the 17-game schedule because some teams are inherently going to have an advantage there. Having 8 home games, the Titans have 8 road games this year. So I think that's a difficult thing for some teams to overcome. But the Titans can't really have any complaints. According to the metrics, they have the 24th hardest schedule in football next season. And that's largely a byproduct of playing in the AFC South and having 4 guaranteed games against Jacksonville and Houston.
Yeah.
So if you're in the AFC South, you really cannot complain about strength of schedule.
No, not at all.
You've got it pretty good. I mean, this season, I think it's going to boil down to a lot of Tannehill, man. Can he bounce back, or is he just sort of is what he is at this point?
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of interesting storylines around the Titans already. We're not even to summer proper yet.
Man, Willis throws a nice ball.
Yeah, he does. He really does. So, but probably the best thing for him, wouldn't you think, would be able to For Tannehill to, I would hate for the Titans to get in a situation where they're having to go to him before he's ready.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I think the ideal thing for as a Titans fan is for Tannehill to go out there and ball out and to keep him for the rest of that contract and maybe even re-sign him. I mean, I don't think that's likely. I mean, I realize we're all shook after the playoff performance against the Bengals, but I'm hoping he does well and that Willis is just going to have to ride the bench for 4 years. But you draft a guy in the third round and there's going to be some expectations there. And I'm fully prepared for as soon as Tannehill struggles or the calls to see Malik Willis. I mean,
it is, but I don't know. I might be wrong. It'd just be much better to, for long term, to be able to sit this year and just get acclimated. So, did you see the breaking news, Russell?
I have not.
Jake, will you take us to the desk?
Oh, dear. You got to give a heads up, man. What a rookie mistake there. Did you just – you didn't even give him a text?
Yeah, about 90 seconds ago when I first texted it. PGA Championship has just tweeted out a statement from PGA of America. The statement reads, "We have just been informed that Phil Mickelson has withdrawn from the PGA Championship. Phil is a defending champion and currently eligible to be a PGA Life member, and we would have welcomed him to participate. We wish Phil and Amy the very best and look forward to his return to golf."
Wow. What do you think that's all about?
I think it's all about the 50, you know, whatever it was, $40 to $50 million gambling losses. It's that he's up to his neck with Greg Norman in the Saudi deal. And I mean, he's been in other trouble recently, hadn't he?
I mean, do you think he's in trouble? Are you saying that the statement is insincere, or do you think he's sincerely pulling out of his own volition?
I don't know.
I think that there are a lot of rumblings out there that a lot of the other golfers are just upset with him and that he's persona non grata. And I think he just doesn't want to deal with it and is having to take some time away. Could be wrong. Could be wrong.
Yeah.
But we'll see. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll see what's up with Phil. Martin, see what's up with him. Good afternoon, yeah. Martin. You're on the Drive, Fan Run Radio.
Good afternoon, Russell.
Hey, man.
Russell, do you know who the two basketball recruits are that's coming in this weekend for official visits?
I can pull that up for you. I know one of them is Jefferson, who was committed to Tulsa. And then the other one might be a 2024.
Do you think we've still got a shot at Jefferson?
Oh, no. Awaka's in this weekend.
He is?
Awaka is?
Yeah. So DJ Jefferson and Toby Awaka are on campus visiting this weekend.
I like to see us get Awaka.
Yeah, I mean, Jefferson might be the better player, the higher upside, the better prospect, but we probably need Awaka more because of the size, right?
Yes.
We could, and it's just a good name. Toby Awaka.
Is it Kobe or Toby?
Toby.
Okay. And you know what Philip said about Barnes?
What'd he say?
He said, I can come in and work in the system and do well. So the boy's ready to work in the system.
I believe him. Sounds like a good teammate, good head on his shoulders. So looking forward to seeing how he fits in. He's a spectacular prospect.
Yes. He said he would work in the system, Russell. That tells me the boy's going to do what's right. And if he's not going to be a ball hog and try to show out. He said he could work within the system.
Got to work within the system. Don't want to work outside the system. That's no good.
That's what Barnes said.
No.
That's what Barnes goes by. You got to play his way or it's a highway.
You said it, Martin.
Yes. Well, I appreciate you, Russell. I just wanted to get that in before you got off the air.
Hey, appreciate you, man. A little Tennessee basketball recruiting information. Always love that when Martin chimes in. DJ Jefferson is a four-star shooting guard, according to Rivals.com. We'll always go with the higher ranking there. 6'5", 190 pounds out of St. Paul, Minnesota, Minnesota Prep Academy. Previously committed to Tulsa. And, of course, Toby Awaka, the 6'8", 240-pound power forward from the Bronx, Cardinal Hayes High School. 6'8", 240-pound banger. Both of those guys on campus. And then you got Tyrese
Hunter. Toby Awaka looks mean.
I mean, that would be a good – I mean, you get Hunter, Awaka, and DJ Jefferson – I mean, that's a grand slam way to close out your signing class, right?
Yeah. We would have nothing to complain about.
Roster be set. It's just about getting it done in March at that point.
Yeah, and then we can spend between now and, you know, camp opening up or the season opening, trying to figure out, you know, what's our starting lineup. And it's wild how that changes. Remember back last year, even around this time, we had Jordan Powell penciled in as a starter.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, yeah. That's interesting lesson right there. You never know, right?
Yeah, we need to do a better job about when we're having shows like that, writing down our predictions and going back and revisiting them at the end of the year. But there's some real good ones in there. So... Looks like we're Awaka's best offer.
Yeah, and I would think, listen, you're not going to play 13 guys, right? So, I mean, I would think DJ Jefferson, Awaka, and even a couple of guys coming back, like, you know, Mayshak, where the minutes going to come from? I could see some of these guys are developmental pieces, you know, that, hey, we're going to be losing some guys after next year. Come in. Work within the system, as Martin said. Learn your role, find your spot, and then be ready to go the next season. Let's get a call from Roger to wrap things up here on this Friday afternoon edition of the show. What's up, Roger?
What's up, Russell? How y'all doing?
Hey, doing well, sir. Thank you.
Good. Good shoulders, I think. I enjoyed the show. And wanted to ask you, Russ, about the kids or not. I know Tennessee on TV. Just want to ask you, Russell, how does that work? When you get scheduled, TV schedule, what happens when the schedule's off a little bit? Tennessee on TV too. You know how that works when the schedule is on. If it's a little off, Tennessee still on TV. You know what I'm saying? Or schedule wise, TV wise.
Well, I mean, you can't control the weather.
Right.
So the game is supposed to start at 5:30. I think it's going to be a late one, and we'll see. But I don't know how ESPNU handles it. I know that it'll be streaming for sure.
Okay.
By the way, thanks, Bear, for Bear's watching on live TV last night. I'm watching streaming on my phone.
Yeah.
Bed out of the corner of my eye, and Bear keeps texting me the results. So it was weird. Like, he was like three full minutes ahead of me too. So he would text like, "Oh my
god, why weren't you watching it on TV?"
Because I was tired. I was in bed.
Yeah, you're tired. Well, you're tired, Bear. You're tired, Bear. In bed.
Yeah.
Well, Roger, he should have, like, any other normal person would, you know, if the group's texting, being like, as soon as he told me he was behind Roger.
Well,
I told him I wouldn't make any more comments.
I didn't notice until a little bit later on in the ball game when you started texting me. But anyway, it's all good, Raj. It's all good.
Raj just trying to rough me up on a Friday afternoon.
I was tired, Rogers. I've been working hard all week to fund Bear's lavish lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I wanted
absolutely
to sack a little early,
Roger,
last night.
Like you, Bear. If you're tired, you want to rest, won't you? You know. So,
thank you.
Anyway.
I mean, I don't know, Raj. I'm really don't know what to do. You and Russell ganging up on me on a Friday afternoon. It's an all-time low, even for you two.
Well, Roger, if he wasn't so mean, you wouldn't have to, would you?
No, very nice guy. Anyway, I just want to ask you real quick, Russell, about the game. About the game now, how you think Tennessee going to do tonight and tomorrow? You think Tennessee can win tomorrow bowls?
I think they're going to have their hands full tonight with Cannon for Georgia. He's their best pitcher. And we got to get these bats going, man. It's been 2 weeks since we've had one of those just mega innings against Auburn. But, man, would love to see, you know, just Tennessee go out there and put a 5-spot up in a single inning, really hammer somebody. That's what we've grown accustomed to from this team. So would like to see the bats wake up like that. I think tomorrow, the third game is probably our best chance to take this series, but I think they can win tonight as well. And this team is number one for a reason. A sweep is always a possibility. Raj, I believe we're out of time, buddy. Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call. Jake, Bear, appreciate you guys, man. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy.
Yep.
All right. That's going to do it for us. Big thanks to National RX for having us out. We appreciate all of you for listening to the show. We will talk to you again Monday, right here on Fan Run Radio.